What is going on? Allie,
hey,
get out of here.
Hey, what's going on? I'm out here in Venice, California.
Oh, my God. We have a producer on the show who is absolutely enthralled with you. And yesterday she set us down and said, you got to watch every one of these episodes. This guy is amazing.
Well, tell her I love her.
Going on.
Huh?
You definitely have a freak show going on.
Oh, yes, I do. And, you know, I don't know if you know, but tonight, actually, on AMC, we've got two back-to-back episodes that are amazing. Tonight, 10 p.m., 9 Central, we've got all kinds of amazing people, like the vampire lady from Mexico. This woman is literally, she's transformed her body with all these unbelievable body modifications to the point where she looks like an alien vampire for real.
And, I want to bedazzle myself. Is that something you can help me with?
Well, she could. She's got to a science. And also Creature, you know, who's the most famous body-modified man in the world's on tonight. This man's got over 300 piercings in his face alone. I mean, you gotta see this guy. And we got a big show. I want to make sure everybody sees it, especially anyone that remembers the days of the carnivals when there were circus sideshows and freak shows. And tonight you get to see it on TV. We've got the smallest man in America. We've got the tallest man in America. We've got the littlest married couple in the world. We've got the bearded lady. Our bearded lady just beat the world record for the longest beard on a woman in history. She's got almost a foot-long beard.
Holy cow.
Anytime somebody comes by with a beard, I have them challenge her, and literally maybe one time a month she gets beat.
She looks like Sai from Duck Dynasty.
Yeah, exactly. She can compete with those guys, like literally. That would be hilarious if they got together.
You know, we know that you you were a pretty normal guy, and then you moved out to California, to Venice Beach, because you wanted to show your kids that there was different people in the world. And I understand that there's short people, tall people. You know, women can grow beards, but people that put all these piercings in their face—that's like a whole nother level. That's not normal.
Well, you know, that's the thing we tell everybody. You know, normal is an illusion. At the end of the day, we actually even had a freak show parade where we carried normal in a casket and buried normal. So I don't know if y'all heard the news, but normal is officially dead.
And you did it.
And we didn't kill normal. We realized it's an illusion, you know. And so there's, you know, anybody that's out there that has wanted to do something in their life, but they've let the world kind of hold them back, or maybe you're struggling at your job or something like that, you're just not happy with things, you know, you watch the show, you'll get a perspective that'll wake you up, and you'll have a whole new perspective on your life, because I think that's the main thing that makes people unhappy in life, is trying to adapt to somebody else's idea of normal. And when you see people like Jim, the man calls himself the armless wonder. The guy goes, he has no arms, but he goes hunting using his feet. And he's like a marksman. He's a pool shark. I play pool with the guy. He beat me at pool like it was nothing, and I'm a good pool player. The guy goes, he goes fishing. He actually puts the worm on the hook using his toes. He catches the fish, unhooks it, the whole thing, just with his toes. I mean, when you see someone that you would think would be held back by his condition, and then you realize, like, this man can do things I could never do, you know, that's when you really, I think, gain a whole new perspective on life.
You know, when I see the human spirit, I want to tattoo it.
Allie, what do you want to ask you?
It's funny that you brought that up. There's a guy tonight, Brian Tagalog, and this man actually is a tattoo artist who also has no arms, and he tattoos with his feet. So if you need a tattoo, you let me know. I'll get him to do that for you.
Wow. And what do you want to ask, Al?
I was going to ask, your daughter is one of the main stars of your show. What are your hopes for her in her future career?
Well, as you know from seeing the show, it's very hard as a father. You know, we're still just a good old family, like, you know, pretty old school about it. And it's pretty tough to watch her learn to swallow swords. You know, she had to learn by taking a coat hanger and shoving it down her throat until her gag reflex went away. And to hear her choking in the bedroom was crazy. Tonight, she's going to actually be attempting a stunt that's probably the scariest to me because it could stop her heart almost instantaneously if it's not done just right. She's going to take over 500,000 volts of electricity through her body. And she's going to be lighting light bulbs with her fingertips. She's going to light torches with the tip of her tongue. You're going to see the electricity surging through her body and shooting out of her fingertips like lightning bolts. That's the level of electricity that she's going to attempt to withstand. And she's all for it. You know me, it's a lot harder to watch your daughter do this kind of stuff than to watch someone else do it, you know?
Lisa, she's the only person in America that will actually say to the cops, "Tase me, bro."
Yeah, you know, it's funny. She does. She has a condition. It's really true. She was literally struck by lightning out in Texas years ago. And we actually, that's how we discovered that she had this ability. There are people, and you've seen them, that get tased, and it doesn't seem to affect them. And she is one of those people that literally can take levels of electricity on a level that I can't do it. So she is. She's really one of those people.
Generally, the guys that can take a taser shot are the guys that drink the whole bottle of Jack. it is an interesting show, so...
We will certainly be watching tonight, Todd.
Thank you all so much. And listen, for all your listeners out there, if you feel trapped in the normal world, tonight, 10 p.m., 9 central on AMC, we'll be glad to take you to the strange world. And it's free. You can sit at home, and you will see what you might never see again in your life.
I'm just going to go get rid of my gag reflex right now. Be good, pal.
All right, thank you, brother. Thank you, ladies.